Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, we're going to talk about healing breast cancer naturally. It's a fact. I mean, it's a research-supported fact that there are plant-based nutrients and antioxidants and polyphenols and essential oils that can play a role in helping us to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. I mean, I can go to PubMed and search this. The reason I'm starting off this way is I have a bunch of doctor friends, conventional medical doctors. They're always interested in what I'm doing. And I always tell them what my show is going to be about. And, you know, the minute I talk about cancer and treating it naturally, they kind of look at me funny. It's just fact. You could just go to PubMed, put in curcumin, put in omega-3s, put in different mushrooms like coriol. I mean, it's there. So this is a very possible thing to heal breast cancer naturally. So I'm going to get off my soapbox because I have an expert. Her name is Dr. V. Now, she has a full name. I can't pronounce it, so I'm calling her Dr. V. She's maintained a successful practice in wellness since 1979. I was just a kid in Southern California running around. After 30 years in active practice, she decided to retire, and she put that in quotation marks, and devote her time to sharing her personal non-toxic healing journey with breast cancer. Her years of experience and research have culminated as the 7 Essentials, a step-by-step coaching program, and she is a best-selling author, and her current book is Heal Breast Cancer Naturally. Dr. V, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to share my message of hope with your audience.
Thank you. So, Dr. V, we spoke, before the segment started, and I told you I was going to let you say your full name because I don't want to butcher it, so go ahead.
All right. So my real name is Véronique Desaunier. I'm French-Canadian, and my first patient in Georgia nicknamed me Dr. V because she couldn't pronounce my name, and that name has stuck ever since.
So I'm not the only one, right? Come on, Dr. V. It's easy. I like it, but what a beautiful name, by the way. Okay, so you, just reading your bio, it says here you wanted to share your own personal non-toxic healing journey with breast cancer. So tell us about your journey. Tell us about what's gone on in your life that led you to focus on, what you're doing right now.
Well, it was an interesting journey. I'm a chiropractor by profession, and in 1983, my father was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and that was really one of those light bulb moments because the doctors gave him no hope and basically sent him home to die, which he did in 6 weeks. But during that time frame, I just, felt the anguish, the frustration with these doctors. So I took it upon myself to do some research, back then, no internet. So I went to the library, started reading books, started calling cancer clinics, which back then were few and far between. But I came to realize that there was something that could be done to reverse cancer. Unfortunately for my father, it was too late. But I started applying these principles and these laws of nature in my practice, and I began to see amazing results. Things like MS and autoimmune diseases, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, cancer, all these things were reversing simply because people were applying the laws of nature and taking responsibility for their health. So things were rocking along at a very successful practice, and then getting ready for work one morning, jump in the shower, 2004, and I felt that fateful lump in my left breast, innately that it was just not a healthy cyst. So long story short, I applied what I was teaching my patients, and, I kept asking myself as I was going through that journey, why would somebody like me develop cancer? I mean, I ate organic before organic was in style. I was, a chiropractor. I exercised. I breastfed all my children, I was taking herb supplements, and yet I still develop breast cancer. So that really led me to do a lot of soul searching and more research, and I came to realize that there were a few pieces of the puzzle that I was missing. And I was missing those pieces of the puzzle. Imagine the average person. I mean, I'd been in practice for, 25 years.
Yeah.
So that's what led me to create this system, this 7 essential steps system that makes it so simple for people that if they follow, they never have to fear dis-ease or cancer again.
You know, and so this is an important point, I think, for my listeners, too. So I started this segment off, you know, more from that conventional doctor, that research-oriented perspective, where we are gaining more and more research support of nutrients, correct? So, but yet, on the other hand, there's a ton of stories, and there always have been a ton of stories of people healing cancer naturally. So it's really nice to see all of it kind of coming together now, right? I mean, we have some research support. We got stories like yourself, and I've heard tons of stories like yours, where people are successful in treating a very complicated disease with nature. Let's talk about breast cancer, though, specifically, Dr. V. You know, there's a lot of myths about breast cancer that circulate in the media, and you talk about this in your book. What are some of the myths that you would like to dispel right now for my listeners?
Well, the first one and the most important one, I think, for women to understand is that your hormones do not cause cancer. If your hormones cause cancer, then every 20-year-old on the planet would be walking around with cancer. So what we have to look at is the exposure that we have in the environment, the chemicals, the pesticides, the herbicides, the lotions, the potions, the antiperspirants that contain aluminum, and aluminum is classified as a metalloestrogen. All these chemicals mimic and stimulate estrogen in the body. So that's the first thing. The second thing you have to look at is how your body is able to methylate or break down these estrogens into non-toxic metabolites so that they're not aggressive and recirculating in the body. And so really it's not a matter of your hormones causing the cancer, but it's the external estrogens as well as how your body is methylating or breaking these down. And your liver plays a very big role in that. There is a genetic component that there may be a weakness there, but you can support that. We now know that through the study of epigenetics and nutrigenomics, you know, nutrition and gene expression, that you can change and strengthen that gene expression.
So very important points. And I obviously for me, you know, as a hormone doctor, right, is because I do a lot of hormone restoration with Life Extension, Dr. V, is, you know, it's a complete myth, even with guys with prostate cancer. You know, testosterone doesn't cause prostate cancer. Estrogen itself doesn't cause, you know, breast cancer. Now, there may be imbalances, and as you said, there's a lot of chemicals that mimic estrogens. I mean, those are the real culprits, so I think that's a really good point you brought up. Let's go back to your story, though. You mentioned, so you felt the lump, you knew it wasn't just a cyst. Now, we know that it takes, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years for really a breast cancer to be palpable, right, like that, as a lump. Is there anything new on the horizon for detecting breast cancer a little bit earlier that's a little safer than maybe, say, a mammogram?
Oh, tremendous. There's many, many things. One of them is thermography. Thermography cannot diagnose cancer, but it can give you an idea of what's happening physiologically in the tissue, in the changes of your breast. We know that tumors will create their own blood flow through angiogenesis. More blood flow means more heat. More heat will show up on the scan as a red hot spot. So thermography is one, and there are many blood tests that are being used outside of traditional medicine that can detect cancer when it's only a few million cells. One of them, for example, is the Oncoblot test that reads the Enox2 protein that cancer cells produce. There's the HCG hormones, the PHI enzyme, the TK1 enzyme, which has been used in Europe for over 30 years as a marker to cancer. So there's okay.
I'll tell you what, Dr. V, let's leave that there. When we come back, we'll finish that discussion, talk about some nutrients for breast cancer, and then I'm going to get into therapeutic plants from your book. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.